The town of Queen Creek wants to buy a Colorado River water entitlement from an investment company. Sounds simple, right? But the location of the entitlement makes this oh so controversial. The property currently tied to the water is right next to the river in La Paz County, and communities up and down the river in Arizona are vowing to fight it. Here with me to explain more is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Hey, Brett.
Hi.
So this is a water transfer. Water, of course, scarce in Arizona, likely becoming scarcer. What is the argument for and against?
Queen Creek is growing relatively quickly, right? The town of Queen Creek. And Queen Creek pumps mostly groundwater. And this entitlement that the town is seeking is surface water that would come down the canal system from the river to the Queen Creek area so they could pump less groundwater in the future. Paul Gardner is Queen Creek's utility director.
Our goal is to become a sustainable water provider. And so there's a portion of water we'll be allowed to pump in the future at build-out. But between our treated effluent that we can grow into, our other allocations we're looking at CAP, this becomes part of that whole portfolio.
So Queen Creek expects its water use to increase almost 3 times by full build-out. And if it reduces groundwater pumping by using this surface water, then there's less groundwater it has to replenish.
And the on-river communities we mentioned in the intro, why specifically do they not like this?
So to back up a little bit, there is a significant amount of surface water that Mojave, La Paz, and Yuma County users are entitled to. And I don't mean the counties necessarily themselves. I mean landowners within those counties. And there's more than one investment company that owns property along the river or close to the river. And so the basic arguments of residents there is that if this is allowed, this transfer is allowed, we'll see more and more transactions like this being proposed, and future growth in the river communities themselves will be curtailed as a result of companies, you know, selling the water into central Arizona. Patrick Cunningham is an attorney who represents Mojave County.
And when they go to the secretary's desk, we will be at the secretary's desk also, and we will say, this is a water raid, do not approve it.
Someone else said basically a transfer of water is a transfer of opportunity and therefore a transfer of wealth. Water buyers in central Arizona have more money to pay for water for the foreseeable future anyways.
Now, for clarity, Cunningham mentioned the secretaries. Is that Secretary of the Interior?
That's right. The state, though, is considering this proposal first.
Why does that matter?
Well, the State Department of Water Resources will review the application, and they don't decide yes or no whether it can happen, but they make a recommendation to the Secretary of the Interior. And Interior generally follows what the state recommends. There was a past example where the state came out against a lease of water from an on-river community, but the reasoning the department gave in that case was particular to that case. And so the idea isn't new, but the details here are different, and proponents are hoping that that's enough that the department will say, okay, sure, thumbs up.
So what exactly is the state weighing? How is it considering this case?
Well, it's considering it from a policy perspective, I think. So the sustainability of a growing town like Queen Creek is important, right? Pumping less groundwater would be something the state would want to encourage. But on the other hand, this is politically very toxic. And maybe that could change, but it probably won't. And so having this kind of division within Arizona could be really bad for any number of other water efforts coming up. And that could be a policy reason to discourage this. You know, I don't know if, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down is the only 2 ways the state could weigh in on this. Maybe there's some other path to take, some smaller step. I'm not sure.
So do we have a sense of when that decision will come one way or the other?
Well, there's no decision likely until February. The Department of Water Resources is taking public comments right now.
So, Brett, we've talked in the past a lot about water management and water scarcity and that sort of thing. I'm wondering where this situation fits in with the broader conversations that have been happening in this state.
So there are different sources where a person in central Arizona who needs more water, a municipality or like Queen Creek or a developer or some other interest who wants water, there's different places they can get it. They can try to get it from the Colorado River. We're seeing that that's diminishing, that opportunity. They can try to get it from people with like more robust or more solid water rights. And that includes these on-river communities. It includes a Native American tribe that you can, you know, buy or lease water from. So we've seen examples of that. There are future things that the state and the region are looking into. It's something like desalination, which is an opportunity for the future that some folks are very keen on. Other folks are a little bit more skeptical because it's very expensive. But there's a limited amount of ways that you could get more water if you're looking to get more. And so this is one of those ways. And it's been like thought about for many, many years. And obviously investment companies have planned to maybe be that mechanism and capitalize on that need that Central Arizona has for water. But it's such a difficult issue because really the state as a whole, you know, has to do a lot of stuff collaboratively. And this is, you know, as we're seeing, even in the early days of this idea, is just an idea that for some people is absolutely toxic and not something that they would ever stand for. Now, maybe there's some compromise to be had, but I think that we're going to see more of this idea because it's one of the few ways to just get more water if you don't have any to begin with.
All right. That is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Brett, thank you.
You're welcome.